In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. We want to remind ourselves with the 12 appearances of our Lord Jesus Christ, to start when he appeared to one person, Mary Magdalene, St. Peter, St. James, St. Paul, two disciples of Emmaus, with two Marys, you by six. With seven, you by seven disciples on the Sea of Galilee. 8, 10 disciples. 11, when St. Thomas. 8, 10 disciples. 9, when St. Thomas was with them. We 11 in Galilee. Ubakidakan 10. We 11. During his ascension with 500 people, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And we were talking about how our Lord appeared to Mary Magdalene first, the women and the apostles. Well, the women were first to honor the risen Christ. The apostles were first to suffer for him. The women were ready with spices. The apostles prepared for scourges. The women entered the tomb. The apostles would soon enter the dungeon. The women hastened to express their eulogy. The apostles embraced the chains for his sake. The women poured oils. The apostles poured out their blood. واخدين بالكم الايولوجي ده؟ دي الحاجات لما بتبقى بريزس لما تتعمل في فيونرال ولا حاجة. ايولوجي. Immortality, the death of death. So the angel became an evangelist and herald of the resurrection to the woman. Don't seek, he says. The one who always lives, who in his own nature is life. Sincere is the pillar of faith. We will among the dead, he is not here. That is, dead are in the tomb, but he has been raised. He has become a way of ascent to immortality, not only for himself, but also for us. For this reason, he made himself nothing, and put on our likeness, that by the grace of God, just as the blessed Paul says, he might taste death on behalf of all. And so, he has become the death of death. John 20. Mary Magdalene. The Lord had cast 7 devils from her. The gratitude to our Lord for deliverance was a gratitude that knew no bounds, the sense of debt and obligation to Christ. Burning zeal. She was last at his cross and the first at his grave. She stood longest there and was soonest here. Having received much, she loved much. Loving much, she did much. Cool and lukewarm. Some work so little. Give so little. Say so little. Take so little pains. The man who will spend and be spent for Jesus. Spend and spent. بيقول لك أنا أنفق وأنفق. أنفق spend and أنفق صحيا. Money and health. The love of Christ constrains us because we thus judge that if one died for all, then where all did, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. The widely differences of the believers, and this is very interesting also. Each behave in his own character and fashion. We have a different personality. Conduct of Peter and John, when Mary Magdalene told them that the Lord's body was gone. Saint John of the two, more gentle, quiet, tender, reserved, retiring, deep feeling, stooped down and looked in, but went no farther. He went to the tomb, and he reached it first. He was too fast. One of the church fathers, I believe Saint John Chrysostom, says that he has like he has wings. He reached the tomb first, but he didn't enter. Saint Peter, more hot and zealous and impulsive and fervent and forward, cannot content without going down into the sepulchre and actually saying with his own eyes. But the hearts of both at this critical juncture were full of hopes and fears and anxieties and expectations, all tangled together. Let us not judge brethren harshly, because they don't see or feel things exactly as we see and feel. This, it makes us to think. We don't see and feel same. And because things do not affect or strike them, just as they affect and strike us. The flowers in the Lord's garden are not all of one color. Even with the monks, we call it paradise of the fathers. And one scent, so they are all planted by one spirit. Some in its ranks who are like Peter, and some who are like John. The power over the mind, which is exercised by wrong teaching. Saint John came first, went in second. The one looked and the other went in. Different characters. One came first, one went in first. One saw the linen cloth, one saw and believed. Who is the one who saw and believed? Saint John. So, Saint John and Saint Peter, they are going to the tomb. Saint John was too fast. He came first, but he looked and he didn't enter. Saint Peter came second. He came, but he entered the first. Saint John entered after him. Saint John, after he saw the linen cloth, he believed. The body which was in this linen cloth raised from the dead. ممكن تقول سينيورتي، ممكن تقول هي از يونج ان ايج، ممكن تقول مثلا الفير، ممكن تقول فيرفنت يعني سبولشر توم، يعني الواحد مش كده مش تو ايزي تو انتر. بات سان بيتر مور كارج اولدر ان ايج رايت اواي هي انتر سو هي فولود هيم. شجاع كارج. Read it, Alex, please.
Oh, For as yet they did not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead.
لم يكونوا بعد يعرفون الكتاب إنه ينبغي أن يقول من الأول. We know and we don't know. We know.
Yeah,
we know. And we don't know. يقول لك reading but don't reading. Hearing but you don't hearing. We don't know and yet we know. They knew it in the letter, they knew it in the ear of the body, and it never got down into the ear of the soul. They went away. Mary stood outside by the tomb weeping. They didn't see the angels in the tomb. Mary saw them. You see nothing with dry eyes. The New Testament should be read through tears. It is written by tears, as Saint Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Then Jesus, Father.
لما قعدوا معاك في الصليب وشافوه وماتوا وكل ده مفيش الايمان بتاعهم ما حصلوش اي حاجه الايمان بتاعهم اللي هو يعني مريم المجدليه الصبحيه بدات واحد الارض يعني مفيش الايمان بتاعها ما اتغيرش حاسس بالذاتين وي
يا بس هير فيس واز ليميتد ايفن وين شي ديدنت فايند هيم ان ذا توم شي سيد تو اور لورد جيسس از ا جاردنر اف يو took him, tell me and I will go and carry him. But faith, the point is, faith is growing. The Holy Apostles said to our Lord Jesus Christ, increase our faith. This is the growth. We grow in virtues, we grow in faith, we grow in love. The New Testament should be read through, then Jesus would be seen everywhere. And if the Old Testament could be read with the same help, he would be found in Moses and the prophets and in the Psalms. Mary Magdalene said the risen Lord. She supposing him to be the gardener. God conceals himself. The point, as we talked about the point of the angels, let me tell you this. رب المجد يسوع بعد قيامته أصبح يدرك بحواس روحية. So Mary Magdalene didn't recognize him right away. But at the point he calls her by her name, she said, Rabuni. The two disciples of Emmaus, our Lord walked with them from 7 to 9 miles. They didn't know him. Our Lord, when he broke the bread, their eyes were opened. And they knew him, so he disappeared. In his spirit, our Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead with his same body, which is crucified on the cross. But this body took the spiritual form. The transition from the body right now to the body after resurrection, there is 7 transition. We took it in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. It's chapter 15, sorry. For God conceals himself for a purpose. He thus educates men how like a foreigner he can look, how he can put a space between himself and his dearest ones, always for a purpose. Don't cling to me. قال لا تلمسيني. I am on my way. There is a time for everything. Second time he allowed her to touch him. Why? He told her, don't touch me. Don't cling on me. Go now. And they tell the apostles and Saint Peter. This is number one. Another opinion, Saint John Chrysostom said it. Don't cling on me because your faith didn't grow too much yet. Because I don't rise to my Father. Because in your eyes, in your faith, in your opinion, I don't rise to the level of the Father. You don't see me as equal to the Father. يقول له لا تلمسين لأني لم أصعد إلى أبي في نظرك في إيمانك لم أصعد إلى أبي. لما تعرفي كده I allow you to touch me, to cling on me. And the second appearance he allowed her to touch him. Touching would mean detention on the earth, interruption of a great purpose. I am ascending to my Father and your Father. Our Lord Jesus Christ, he didn't say, look to this very important, I am ascending to my Father and your Father. He didn't say, I am ascending to our Father. Because he, my Father, he is the only begotten Son. Your Father is this adoption. And to my God and your God, same. My God is this is in his incarnation. The family complete. They have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him. Mary Magdalene was very courageous. She told him, tell me where I will carry the body. This is my God, this is the incarnation. No. For him is incarnation. For her is the creation. Weeping women, heartbroken, standing beside the empty tomb. Practical atheism. What is practical atheism? Always I criticize the atheist. But sometimes I am acting, I believe. But sometimes I am acting as if God is not existing. Example. Jonah the prophet escaping from who? And Jonah knows that God is everywhere. Even he told the sailors, I am escaping from the God who created earth and the sea. And you are escaping in the sea. We call this practical atheism. كأن الواحد مش عارف هو بيقول dualism between the saying, the believing and the doing. She is speaking to angels. And this is personal disappointment. The whole question lay between certain other people and herself. They have taken, I know not. those, for example, who are unable to see the divine hand far above all human meddling and strife. What is the religious eye that sees God above it all? Who can take him? They have taken him. Who can take him? The Jews? The Roman? The mad rabbi? Our eyes deceives us. Our eyes deceives us when we see just the physical. We don't see the spiritual. Unnecessary grief. Mary was standing weeping, and this is not time for weeping. It is time for rejoicing. It is time for joy. It was unnecessary grief. Truly, there was no occasion for Mary's tears. مفيش داعي لدموعها. Women, why are you weeping? Women, why are you weeping? Do we have explanation for our grief? A blind man is guess as to the things that are around about him. The angels see the things that are hidden from us. She is standing, weeping, and the angels knew that he is risen. They are joyful, and she is weeping, and he is risen. They knew what we don't know. Sometimes we are weeping for a certain things, and the angels around us, they knew that this for our benefit, this for good for us. Unnecessary grief. In the dead seed, they see the coming harvest. In the dead seed, we see the coming harvest. Over sin, we may weep night and day. When we weep for the right reasons. I don't weep for something material I lost. When Mary knew but part of the case, she wept over it. This is the point. Saint John Chrysostom, he talked about 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We know in part. Saint Paul said it. We know in part. Sometimes I fail in something. This for my benefit. Because I don't know farther than this. A story to explain it. I read about a man, his son, ride on a horse, got a fractured leg. His father was grieving because of him. And the war, when it comes to this village, they didn't take his son to the war. Those who went to the war died. Someone said that even during the war in 1973, he was smart. But he failed in the exam. They didn't took him to the war between Egypt and Israel. We know in part. We know in part. When we grieve for right reasons. When she knew it all, she rejoiced. This is the difference. Part and all. Theological and ecclesiastical narrowness. I told you, if you take a sip, you'll become an atheist. If you drink the cup whole, the whole cup, you'll be a believer. في narrowness. في the idea of death having been turned to life never occurred to her. She didn't understand. She saw our Lord Jesus as dead, but he raised. Christ was infinitely larger in spiritual influence than Mary had imagined. Trying to put boundaries to Christ. Christ is not a theory. He is a divine and infinite life. A Christ that once was, but no longer is. A Christ taken away, hidden, or otherwise lost. This is the human. This Christ was. Who said this? The two disciples of Emmaus. قال يسوع كان إنسان مقتدر في الفعل والقول. يسوع كان. Christ was. And Mary بيقول Christ is taken away. خدوه. The Jacob didn't say this. Jacob in Genesis 49 قال لك he slept. Who can waken him? قال لك ربط وجسد كأسد. من يوقظه؟ أقول لك واحد يجرؤ. It is by himself. The tomb. Genesis 49. The tomb is the center. The possibility of doing more for the dead body than for the living man. This is every sentence is very important. When my father died, I wanted to make the best funeral. To bring the best flower. The best coffin. I want to do this in his life. To bring him the best gift. To bring him the flower in his life. مرات الناس they wanted to do more for the dead body than the living man. أي؟ ما يسمحش منها أبدا. ما يسمحش أبدا. والواحد برضو الزوج مع الزوجة. ده في واحد فاني اللي هو بتاع Five Languages of Love. بيقول يعني طب خد لها فلاور معاك. يقول يعني لو ما روح حتى هات واحده من الباكيارد ولا من بتاعة الجيران ما عندهمش. عد علي فيونرال هوم عندهم كتير. اسحب لك واحده وخدها وروح. Building the sepulchres of the prophets. Our Lord said it in Matthew 23. قال لهم انتوا بتبنوا وتزينوا قبور ايه؟ الأنبياء. الأنبياء اللي إيه؟ اللي أباكم قتلوه. Allowing a man to live in poverty and then building him a splendid monument. A course of neglect cannot be repaired. Plant a flower upon the grave. But never forget to follow the example of the holy life. The body of our Lord Jesus. The Lord rises in the same flesh. He brings back the wounds. قال لهم جسوني. ويقول لك طب our Lord after his resurrection did he eat? Yes. Because after his resurrection, he wants to prove this is the same body. This is the same body. Takes on again the holes from the nails and bears witness by his very body with the signs of his resurrection, which were the ravages of his suffering. The guard. How could the apostles have stolen him? The purchase of a lie, the price of silence. Saint John Chrysostom, how could they have stolen him? O most foolish of all men, they can't even lie plausibly. The conceptions of the truth highlight their falsehood, for indeed what they said after the bribe was extremely far-fetched. Their falsehood did not even have the ring of plausibility. For how, I ask, could the disciples have stolen him? And this is the style of St. John Chrysostom asking. They were poor and unlearned. They were hiding out at this time, not even venturing to show themselves. Remember that a mandated seal had been placed upon the tomb. The كويس يعني كل الحاجات اللي the Jews did it, this is good for the resurrection. To guard the tomb, to seal the stone. How could it be ignored that there were many watchmen, soldiers, and the Jewish authority stationed around the sepulcher? These very authorities were already suspicious of just such a thing happening. They themselves had sought to prevent this from contingency. They were anxious to avoid just this. Further, for what motive might these poor disciples have stolen the body? Their teacher died on the cross. هم escaped. And they put him in the tomb. يقول لك خلاص كل واحد يروح لحال. هي سرقوه ليه؟ سان جان كريزيستون بيقول فارزر. For what motive might this poor disciple have stolen him? That they might defend the doctrine of the resurrection? Or to die for it? On what premise might it have entered into their minds to pretend such a thing? These were men were hiding out to simply stay alive. They كانوا بيستخبوا مش عايزين يموتوا. And how could they have removed the huge stone that had made the burial secure? Even if they had somehow moved it, how could they have escaped the observation of so many? كانوا فين الجارد لما هم stole him? The premise is implausible. They would not have attempted such a desperate move, such a venture would have proved fruitless. In fact, the disciples were themselves quite afraid. They were far from bold. The evidence showed that they had all rushed away from Jesus the moment they saw him seized. If then, at that time, they did not dare so much as to stand their ground when they saw him alive, or when he was dead, could they have had the courage to withstand such a number of soldiers? Do you think they might have escaped the notice? How could they have brushed through the circle of defenders? Thus, they stole his body while we were asleep. طب شفتوهم ازاي لما انتوا كنتوا asleep. When he was alive, they purchased his blood. When he was dead and risen again, they again by money were striving to undermine the evidence of his resurrection. So the problem of money here. While he was alive, he is alive, and while he is after his resurrection. the linen clothes. Saint Ephraim the Syrian. If he left his clothes behind in the tomb, it was so that Adam could enter into paradise without clothing, just as he had been before he had sinned. In place of having to leave paradise clothed, he now had ascribed himself before, entering there again. Or alternatively, he abandoned them to symbolize the mystery of the resurrection of the dead, for just as the Lord rose into glory without clothes, so we also will rise with our works and not with our clothes. خذوا بالكم يقول أعمالهم إيه؟ تذبحهم. So we also will rise with our works, with our actions, with our deeds, and not with our clothes. Why was one angel seated at the head while the other was seated at the feet? Saint Augustine, because is it not because the Greek word for angels is translated into Latin as anti, bearing, carrying news? Therefore, the angels refer to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ that is preached from the head to foot, or from the beginning to the end of time. The angel seated at the head proclaims the Lord's divinity. In the beginning was the Word. We're like preaching from the first to the end. This is his divinity and his humanity. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The other angel seated at the feet proclaims the Lord's incarnation. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. They could also be a reference to the two testaments. But look, you got some haga. Preaching from the beginning to the end, and divinity and humanity, and the two testaments, the old and the new, both present the same message, that the Lord became incarnate, died, and rose from the dead. They are like the two cherubim. This is number four. Who sat on the Ark of the Covenant where the glory of God shone. But number one, Kate? Beginning to the end? Divinity and humanity? Two Testament? The two cherubim. Thank you. Look to this also. Does the Lord's tomb less honorable than the Holy of Holies? Saint Jerome, with the Jews, honored the Holy of Holies because it contained the cherubim, the seat of mercy, the bowl of manna, Aaron's rod, the gold censer. Does the Lord's tomb less honorable than the Holy of Holies? On entering there, we would probably see the Savior in burial clothes. And if we stayed longer, we would see an angel seated at his feet and another at his head. This tomb had been carved by Joseph of Arimathea, and the prophetic words of Isaiah inform us of his glory, and his rest shall be glorious. Isaiah 11:10. This indicates that the burial place of the Lord would receive universal honor. The evil-minded men sealing the stone, sitting at a watch, the limitation of depravity. We have seen the power of those men. Now see their weakness. يقول لك the guards were in fear, كانوا مرعوبين. Contrast between the guards and the women. The angels had no message of comfort to the keepers. But to the women, they said, do not be afraid. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like a dead man. كانوا كأموات. The dismayed men on the one hand and to the reassured women on the other. The different results. Fear. Suddenly, irresistibly, from unexpected source, هم guarding the tomb من ناس تيجي ايه؟ تيجي من برا، مش متوقعين حد ايه؟ يطلع لهم من جوه. Guarding the tomb from anybody coming from outside, not from inside. The Christian faith. Its look is not downward, but upward. It is in direct opposition to all malevolence, whether satanic or human. Its tone is benevolent. It is assisted by the heavenly powers. His sovereignty over the laws of nature, his interest in human salvation, the resurrections, the resurrection puts an end to all fear. Do not be afraid. The resurrection is the completion of the gospel. Go tell. The resurrection renews and brightens relationships. Go tell my brethren. Go tell my brethren. هو بكر بين أخوة كثيرين، أخبر باسمك أخوتي، فلهذا السبب لا يستحي أن يدعوهم أخوة. Joseph as the 7,000 of whom Elijah the prophet had not heard. The guards, the ultimate confusion of the enemies of the truth. The corrupt spirits of defeated bias, the miserable tricks, the degrading influence of bad association. They took the money and did as they were taught. Primacy. Christianity is always dawning. يقول لك في الفجر. This is the day the Lord has made. Christianity is a continual dawning. When Christ comes, the light comes. When Christ shines upon the life, the darkness flees away. Primacy of goodness. Be not satisfied with natural or hereditary primacies. The women came first to the sepulchre. Deutrephus, he wants to be the first. This is the people who are looking for first for wrong reasons. Deutrephus in 2 John. The people who wanted to stone the women caught on adultery. Sight and faith. Sight staggers faith. مرات الرؤية تبقى معطلة للإيمان. الرؤية البشرية. The women saw him die. Any recollection of a promise of rising again must have died in the death. He died. بس هو قال لهم أنا هقوم تاني. بس لما شافوه بيموت قدامهم نسيوا اللي قالوا. Sight now helped faith. Saint John So the linen clothes, he believed. The grave was empty. The stone rolled away. Celestial visitants were the attendants. The immortal goodness. To do something and God will keep it for you forever. Cultivate your memory. Yesterday you didn't die. What you did yesterday in goodness. Remember the old battles and the old victories, the ancient fears. The Lord who delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of the uncircumcised Palestine. Who said this? David. Abuna yani wa sahili al tawl. Ya Rabbi. Amazing, yeah. Amazing. قبل ما اخلص الكلمه من بوقي ما بدهاك شيء. يقول في انجل قاعد شاب يونغ. ليه يونغ؟ سان مارك توك مور نوتس اوف سيرتين بارتيكولارز than any of the other evangelists for the detail of the picture. Always consult the evangelist Mark. ترجع له كده. A young man. ليه بيقول young؟ لما دخلنا القبر رأينا شابا جالسا على اليمين. Are there any old men in heaven? لا ما هو مش هيبقى هناك بس مش يانج. God is always sending young men down into the world to rule its stones away. Angels. أول حاجة قلنا ايه؟ برا جوه قاعدين، واحد عند الراس واحد عند الرجلين. young white robes. These are they who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the lamb. We shall all be young someday. He rolled away the stone. The stone was turned to new uses. For the angel sat upon it. كان عاملين الستون عشان دلوقتي استخدموه كرسي للقعاد. It was sealed. It was watched. It was guarded. And yet it was rolled away. شيل ارمي بقى. God sends a great wind upon the earth and throws down your towers and temples and towns and fortresses. It is only a wind without shape, without color, without measure, almost without name, invisible. لا هو أن هنا بيسموها كاترين ويسموها أي حاجة. It breaks the ships of Tarshish. The speech, sympathetic. Don't be alarmed. Don't be afraid. Heart reading. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. Explanatory. He is risen. He is not here. Comforting. See the place where they laid him. Inspiring. Go, tell. Go, tell. What was the effect of the preaching? Haste. خرجت سريعا. Joy. فرح عظيم. Energy. fear. خرجت من القبر بخوف. This is a reverence. Preaching لتخبرها. This is the great lecture upon the missionary. Haste, joy, energy, reverence, preaching. Why? The true ministerial way. We want to more quickens, more energy, more running power in the church. Sometimes I am indifferent. I am curious. مش مهتم. I am respectable. I am reluctant. I am calculating. I am selfish. النقطة اللي جاءت الدكتور إبراهيم من كم يوم وقال لك هبقى أحسب في كل حاجة كنت فاهم القصد بتاعه وقال لك مش هعمل حاجة. Then they said to one another. فاكرين دي؟ الناس اللي خرجوا بره اورشليم ولجوا الاكل الناس البرص قال لك هنموت من الجوع احنا نخرج فخرجوا لجوا الحاجه كتير فقالوا ايه This day is a day of good news. What is good news? Gospel. And we remain silent. يعني they're rebuking for themselves. قال لك ده يوم يوم بشارة وإحنا قاعدين كده ساكتين. If we wait until morning light, some punishment will come upon us. مفيش ننتظر للصبح. ثم قال بعضهم لبعض: لسنا عاملين حسنا هذا اليوم. لسنا عاملين حسنا. هذا اليوم هو يوم بشارة. ونحن ساكتون. فإن انتظرنا إلى ضوء الصباح يصادف نشار. Second Kings 7. At the time of Elisha the prophet.
Was
it the letters? Yes. A thing is never complete in itself. Incident runs into incident. شاف حاجة يعمل حاجة. And as they went, Jesus met them. And Jesus said, go. This is what is written in Isaiah chapter 6. Whom I will send. قال له, here I am. The incidents in which that word go is used. With such a go ringing in our ears, who will sit down or stand still or forget his errand? He opens their eyes. يبقى مين دول؟ تلميذ عمواس. Defend about gospel. Look. Last chapter 24. بس دي تلاقيها anywhere other than the gospel of Saint Luke. لا. Amos. Yes. We did. Introduction of Mark.
Oh yeah.
Amos was a small village. 8 miles northwest of Jerusalem. تخيل المسيح مشي 8 أميال معاه. تاخد كده وقت. The two apostles walking from Jerusalem. إيه اللي خليكم ماشيين من أورشليم؟ To Emmaus. Were discouraged disciples. They had heard the reports of the women that the tomb was empty. and that our Lord Jesus was alive. And they did not believe them. And they had hoped that our Lord Jesus would redeem Israel. قال لك كنا نرجو أن يخلص إسرائيل. يسوع كان إنسان. نحن كنا نرجو إنه هو المزمع أن يرد إسرائيل. But their hopes had been shattered. We get the impression that these holy apostles were discouraged, disappointed. They saw the glory of the kingdom, but they failed to understand the suffering. Our Lord Jesus graciously walked with them, listened to their what kind of conversation, and they are walking and they were sad. قال له ما هذا الكلام الذي تتطارحان به وأنتم ماشيان عابسين؟ بتقولوا ايه؟ قالوا له انت متغرب عن اورشليم. No doubt they were quoting various Old Testament prophecies and trying to remember what our Lord Jesus had taught, but they were unable to put it all together and come up with an explanation that made sense. Why did he have to die? Was there a future for the nation? In Luke 24:9, our Lord Jesus asked, what things? He had been at the heart of all that had happened in Jerusalem, and now he was asking them to tell him what occurred. Our Lord patient is with us. As he listens to us, tell him what he already knows. But we may come boldly with freedom of speech to his throne and pour out our hearts to him, and he will help us. Trust in him at all times. You people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. توكل عليه في كل حين يا قوم. اسكبوا قدامه قلوبكم. الله ملجأ لنا. فلنتقدم بثقة إلى عرش النعمة لكي ننال رحمة ونجد نعمة عونا في حينه. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The longer Cleopas talked, the more he indicted himself and his friend for their unbelief. What more evidence could they want? Witness, including apostles, had seen the tomb empty. Angels had announced that our Lord Jesus was alive. Our Lord himself said it before his crucifixion. Witnesses had seen him alive and heard him speak. The proof was there. Faith comes by hearing. Is this where? Romans. And hearing by the word of God. This explains why our Lord Jesus opened the word to these two apostles. This why our Lord told them, أيها الغبيان والبطيء الفهم في القلوب. And the three of them walked to Emmaus. Their real problem was not in their heads, but in their hearts. O foolish ones, and the slew of heart to believe. شفت القلب البطيء؟ Slew of heart. In all that the prophets had spoken. Don't our heart burn within us. قال ألم يكن إيه؟ قلبنا إيه؟ ملتهب فينا. While he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us, he opened the scriptures to them and he opened their eyes. to understand. يا أيها الغبيان والبطيء القلوب في الإيمان. فقال بعضهم لبعض: ألم يكن قلبنا ملتهبا فينا؟ إذ كان يكلمنا في الطريق ويوضح لنا الكتب. تخيل كده لما تبقى الكتب مشروحة من المسيح نفسه. Till the poet opened their eyes. بس بيقول لك كان إيه؟ Our heart burned. Why are Yeah, breaking the bread. Yeah. Why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your heart? يلو مالكم مضطربين؟ لماذا تخطر أفكار في قلوبكم؟ They could have discussed the subject for days and never arrived at a satisfactory answer. What they needed was a fresh understanding of the Word of God. And our Lord Jesus gives that understanding to them. He opened the scriptures and then opened their eyes. They realized that our Lord Jesus was not only alive, but right there with them. ماشي معاهم. What was their basic problem? They did not believe all that the prophets had written about the Messiah. The two Emmaus disciples. Why recognition came hard? St. Augustine. Jesus appeared. He was visible to their eyes, yet he was not recognized. The Master walked with them on the way. In fact, he was the way. مش كنت بكلمكم على إنه تعملوا لنا اللي في الطريق. On which they were not yet walking. But he found that they had wandered some distance from the way. For when he was with them, before his passion, he had foretold all that he would suffer, that he would die, that he would rise again on the third day. He had predicted all, but his death was as a loss of memory for them. They were so disturbed when they saw him hanging on the cross that they forgot his teaching, did not look for his resurrection, and failed to keep his promises. The first appearance to the apostles. Fearful. The locked doors. Jesus' entrance into the locked room. His displaying his body to them underscores the continuity between the earthly and the risen Jesus. The apostles' joy. St. Thomas. What did Thomas want? And again, this question: where was St. Thomas at the time of the appearance of the first time? And the absence. Imagine the week which St. Thomas spent. What was in his heart during this week? He will appear to me again? Would I see him as they saw him? He wanted simply to be put upon a level with the other disciples. هم شافوك أنا عايز أشوفك. أنا مش عايز أشوفك بس أنا عايز ألمسك كمان. The mistake of St. Thomas. The one and only way to come to our Lord, except دي المشكلة. except I will not believe. I must have it my way, not God's way. I must appoint the gate through which the Lord must come into my life. And if he attempt to come by any other way, I will not receive him. Natural theology. If we are to be judged by what Christ says in us, motive within motive, purpose higher than purpose expressed in words, who can tell what his eyes sees in our poor souls? By what he sees, he judges. Thomas wanted personal contact, personal touch. The contact which Thomas desired was physical or bodily. Some may believe in the latter. There may be contact of spirit with spirit, soul with soul. Speculation is worthless. Negative opinion is worthless. Some want the revelation in ink, invisible letter. Some read without reading. The spirit of the indwelling God developed a more sensitive and responsive conscience. Christ touched the blind man's eyes. The blind man, the first object he beholds is God. The blankness of a lifetime is forgotten. The blackness of a lifetime is forgotten. The liber man. استأذنكم نكمل لغاية 11 وكفاية. The liber man, our Lord touched him. The poor woman said, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. Sometimes the personal contact with God comes to us through new solicitudes, through icons, hymns. Why this holy peace, this deep tranquility, this profound calm that nothing can ruffle? Interview. لما تغدوا قال يسوع للسمعان John 21 after the miracle of fishing قال له Lord you know قال له أنت تعلم أنت تعلم أنت تعلم أنت تعلم كل شيء. Came and took and gave. أخذ الخبز وأعطاه. When the poor hunger and the needy seek water and there is none and the tongue failed for thirst, he hears them and he opens a fountain in the sand. He makes the rocks pour water. He fed the apostles. He fed the multitudes. He fed Elijah the prophet. He feeds all the creatures. And here he feeds the apostles. The daily miracle of the world. مين اللي بيأكل كل الدنيا دلوقت؟ He takes care of sorrow of hearts, tears unseen, hunger, thirst. Hunger kills. St. Ampurus said this is the most miserable death, death of hunger. Hunger gives the sense of exhaustion. Men are always looking in the distance for proofs of God. There stands one among you whom you don't know. الواحد بصص بعيد وهو ايه وهو وسطينا. سان أوغستين said, I was looking for you and you were in me. في وسطكم قائم الذي لستم تعرفونه. Why do we omit the God that is near and distract ourselves by seeking for a God afar off? So when they had eaten breakfast, بعدما تغدوا, he first healed the fatigue and the hunger. تعبانين وما اصطادوش وطول الليل, وقال لهم ارموا الشبكة ناحية السفينة اليمين, وجوا اصطادوا وأكلوا ريحوا واداله فرصة. He did it with Elijah. Elijah escaped from Jezebel. And he threw himself on the sand and he said, I want to die. Take my spirit. What did God do? He sent an angel to give him food. And he made him to sleep. And he woke him again. And he gave him to eat again. And then began the spiritual examinations. His plan. First, heal the hunger of the hearer. Even in the ship, in the boot, our Lord silenced first the wind. And after that, he talked with the apostles to silence their fear. Then ask him spiritual questions. What questions Christ might have asked? The deepest question of all. Do you love me? This is the point. Because love carries everything. It is a fire that burns up all the roots. It is a furnace that purges the gold of all its dross. ده اللي يطهر الذهب من كل اللي فيه. We are not made theologians. The theologians can be but few in number. And the poets are, and the philosophers. But the love. Love sees in the darkness. Walks on the water, turns the wilderness into a glowing garden. When there is more love, there will be more progress. Love opens the door of every difficulty. Love makes Christian education a daily delight. Everything depends upon the tone in which a question is asked. Do you love me? Do you love my church? Do you love my Bible? Do you love my children? A question which has the effect of opening a door. A question which has stirred the spirit into hopefulness. A question which rises to the inquiry with a new energy and a new confidence. Why do you not give so liberally now as you used to give? Then will come anything but a confession of the truth. When we fail in love, we cannot attend the service. To service, we cannot cooperate with energetic men. We complain. Love is the true qualification for labor. A man cannot labor for Christ if he does not love Christ. It is love that fails, and therefore service goes down. But the heart will not confess this. The heart is fertile in inventions and excuses for the lapses of life. Why do you forsake the sanctuary now? Then will come a list of lies, accursed, unpardonable lies. Feed my lambs. Feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. The little sheep. Even the sheep were lambs. And the lambs were lambkins. The terms are diminutive. No love, reluctance, half-heartedness. And Jesus said, this feeding of the lambs, O Simon Peter, is only preparation for another form of service. Thou shalt have thy love tested. There is a cross in every life, head downwards, his martyrdom. It shall be tried as by fire. Appearance in Galilee. Matthew 26. They call it the Great Commission. Let me ask, where is the minor commission? Matthew 10. Luke 10, but for the 70. It might have been a spirit of revenge. It might have been a spirit of disdainful deviance. It was a spirit of a thoughtful and universal benevolence. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. Izhabu talmizu jami' al-umam. The spirit which was found in Jesus Christ after he rose from the dead will be found in every man who has undergone a spiritual resurrection. Great commission. We are here taught. It is founded upon the power of Jesus Christ. Please, focus with me. Our Lord Jesus spent how many years with the apostles? 3 years. فَقَلُمْ أَنَا عَلِّمْتُكُمْ. I give you power now. You are ready. Go. Make disciples. You are my disciples. Make disciples now. I will not be with you physically. But I will be with you forever. عارف بتعلم واحد اتفضل. You know it now. كمل. كانوا disciples. دلوقتي هيبقوا ايه؟ Teachers. Sheep. Flock. دلوقتي هم ايه؟ Shepherds. Leaders. ده بيكلم صحيح الأبوستولز. اللي هم ايه؟ ده بيكلم ذا هول الابوستلز. ذا هول الابوستلز كان مين ليهم معلم؟ لكن هم ده اللي هيعملوا, هم اللي هيعملوا تلاميذ, هم اللي هيعملوا تلاميذ. فبيقول all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. It includes the widest earthly scope. Make disciples of all ايه؟ لا ده هتلاقوا في مارك 16. فقال all creatures. بشروا ليه؟ للخليقة كلها. No one left behind. It is founded upon the sacraments. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Its doctrine is Its doctrine is exclusively and unchangeable Christian. teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. To observe all things. يحفظوا جميع. Its execution, performance is ennobled and sanctified by the presence of Jesus. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Preach the gospel to every creature. Is this where? Mark 16. Is this a divine command? Okay. شوف العطل اللي عند الإنسان. لا ده بتسك قبل دي كمان قبل كرينيليوس قال لهم ايه Acts 1:8 you will be witnesses to me in Jerusalem all Judea and till the end of the earth. فضلوا بتاع 7-8 سنين ما خرجوش غير لحدود السامرية. قال لك لا مش نافع كده اضرب. راح ضرب القديس استفانوس. راح عمل ايه؟ خرج. Go you and all the world universal to every creature. Is there one left out? A little one? See what omissions mark this census to all nation. Is it like Jesus? Was he always so big in thought, in love, in care? Was he never little, mean economic, spares, critical? Did he always keep house for the whole universe? What is the characteristics of Christ along this line of thinking? Is it not universality, inclusiveness, godliness? How many men did God make, and who made the rest? Where is there a man that shaped himself, called himself into existence? His cross overshadows all. He welcomes all. This is the God whom we worship. He is positive, definite, clear, plain, meaning just what we expect him to mean when we are told that he is love. You have to be revealed to yourself. Reveal me to myself. I do not know what I am. Man has great power of self-concealment. And the still greater power of social concealment. إنسان يعرف يخبي نفسه كويس. It is therefore extremely difficult to satisfy any man with his biography. So when man comes to read the Bible story of himself, he says this cannot be true. This is evidently fanatical. What does gospel mean? Good news, glad tidings, the most astounding and the revelation of love. No words can express it all. To whom? It is not a dream or an invention. We have either believed it or we have not believed it. We cannot take up a neutral position. If there is someone says there may be a son, society would call him fool and put him down. And if he had done anything wrong, society would lock him up and punish him. ascension. The ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ is mentioned 3 times in the New Testament. Mark, Luke, or Acts. Mark 16, Luke 24, Acts 1. It will taken up. ارتفع. Occurs 4 times in the first chapter of Acts alone. Christ did his works until he ascended. After that, he continued doing them through believers by the Holy Spirit they had received. First time. Mina?
So then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God.
What are the great virtues in Christianity? Love, faith, hope. This faith. Sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and they preached everywhere. This is Mark. ثم أن رب بعدما كلمهم ارتفع إلى السماء وجلس عن يمين الله. Second time. This Mark, sorry, ascension. This is associated with faith. Second time. Luke. Ascension accompanied with love. Peter.
And he lifted up his hand and blessed them. Now it came to pass while he blessed them that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven.
While he blessed them. I will talk about it again. يقول لك وبينما يباركهم ارتفع عنهم. يقول لك لأن دي فيها continuation. هنكمل. وفيها love. أخرجهم خارجا. لا ده بيقول لك as far as Bethany. احنا قلنا Bethany or Olive. See. قلت له رب المجد. Bethany, Olive. The third time. With hope. قل له this same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in like a manner as you saw him and go into heaven. Behold, the two men stood by them. Will come in like a manner. This hope. You have a mark. Faith. Yes, Mark 16, faith. Sitting at the right hand of God. Luke 24. Love. While he is blessed with them. And this is hope he will come again. Two angels appeared to them. خدوا بالكم من دي. He lets them out as far as. There is a point in life at which visible leading ceases. رب المجد يسوع فضل ماشي معهم لأكثر من 3 سنين ودلوقت he led them قاتهم وصلهم as far as وقال لهم مش هكمل معاكم physically. الphysical presence مش موجود. Now I have brought you out so far. Go on. كمل بقى. That was a fine point in life education. فيه أبائنا علمونا وحتى بعد ما depart from us we still learn from their way, from their method, from their life, from their lessons. Some people seem never to get out of leading strings. يفضل مربوط يقول لا لا انطلق بك. بتعلم واحد تسوم اتعلم وكمل اتفضل. They have no faith, no courage, no spiritual conscience that say I can do it. the unseen leader. مش اي حد مننا كان ليه اب اعتراف مثلا من فترة يفضل كلامه يرن في ودنه، ولا تيتشر مثلا كان في ساندي سكول. Faith comes into full fruition. Man is no longer dependent upon visibleness, tangibleness. He has entered upon a higher level of life. Some are farther on than others. أحد يقدر يتقدم. We feel the budding wings. We are about to fly. شوف لما الطائر بيعلم ولاده ازاي يطيروا ويسيبهم. Walking common life analogy. يقول لك شوف لما يكون طدلر انت عايز تعلمه، عيل صغير عايز تعلمه يمشي. Is there a more interesting exercise than to teach a little child to walk from one chair to another? لما تجيب طفل كده تعلمه انه يمشي من كرسي للتاني، بالنسبة له this is a very long distance. The journey is not a very great one to the observer, but it is like going through all Africa to the little traveler. We smile, but there is no smile on the child's face. It is about the most solemn moment that has yet taken place in its history. A toddler. See how he wavers, how he walks, partly with hands and shoulders, and how he balances himself and overbalances, and at the last just touch the other shore. He began to walk by himself. Walking become rapid and energetic. Only by leaving us can even God himself sometimes makes men of us. ده بعد كده التودلر ده لما بيتعلم ويجري ما تحصلهوش. Books, school, initial instruction, alphabets, forms of things. When we have mastered all these, he says, now go on. Even حتى للسيميناري أقول لك أنا خدت التولز أكمل. Then even a father has to say, my boy, carve your own way. I have done all I can for you. I gave you a good schooling. I tried to show you a good example. I have endeavored to create a very healthy home climate for you. Be faithful, honest, wise, magnanimous. We say goodbye to visibleness and tangibleness. We return to work with great joy. We are alone, yet not alone. And we live in holy presence. It is withdrawnment, not abandonment. He has gone that he may be nearer to us. المسيح صعد بس هو close to us. He is higher in the heavens that he may be closer to the earth. I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. We are led out as far as the Bible. Sometimes you go, the Bible is the seat house. ده المخزن اللي فيه البزار. We can add nothing to the Bible, and yet it can unfold its own wealth until we exclaim, behold, there are unsearchable riches. He lets them out as far as the church. God is always leading us out to something larger than we can express in terms. Example, our father Abraham. Lord said, I will give you a land flowing with milk and honey. he rose, and then at the last, he would not have the very thing he went for. He had grown in the meantime. He had become a larger man. He had become dematerialized, spiritualized, elevated. His whole imagination had become as a lens through which he saw farther, farther distance and the brighter glories. And instead of looking upon the green Canaan, growing grass and herbs, he said, I seek a country out of sight. يقول لك نظر للمدينة ايه العتيدة من بعيد رأوها, عشان كده أبونا إبراهيم ما بنالوش بيت حد. كان خارج عشان ياخد كنعان, بعد ما راح كنعان شاف أبعد, شاف أعلى, شاف أعظم. قال لك كنعان ايه, I will give you a heavenly Jerusalem, an invisible Canaan, a land of pure delight. بالإيمان إبراهيم لما دعي أطاع أن يخرج إلى المكان الذي كان عتيدا أن يأخذه ميراثا, فخرج وهو لا يعلم إلى أين يأتي, لأنه كان ينتظر المدينة التي لها الأساسات التي صنعها وبارئها الله. God meant that from the very first. يقول لك imagine you have a child in first grade وانت عايزه يبقى engineer, فتروح تجيب له كل البوكس بتاعت elementary وكل البوكس بتاعت junior high وكل البوكس بتاعت high school وكل البوكس بتاعت الكوليج وهو لسه يعني 6 years old, وتقول له I want you to study all this عشان عايزك تبقى engineer. أقول لك overpowering, overwhelming. أنت ممكن توصل معه لنفس النتيجة دي, بس أنت بتاخده بيه جراد برتاح. ده اللي ربنا بيعمله معانا. فكان ربنا عايز ده لأبونا إبراهيم, بس ما قالهوش لما كان في العراق في أور الكلدانيين. God meant that from the first, but if at the first he had said that, he would have overpowered the man and left him in confusion and dismay. Thus we are led on from point to point, and God has so arranged the economy of life that sometimes we seem to be left to ourselves. There are moments that are eternities. We measure time by the hunger of our love. يقول لحيث تركتك وبمراحم عظيمة سأجمعك. Having once had great companionship and noble leadership, we can never lose them. They are taken away from us as to visibleness, but they are with us as to influence and sympathy. And glory be to God forever. Amen.